Hey fam, I want to tell you about a new podcast called Reimagining Democracy for a Good Life. We know about people threatening democracy, don't we? But there are also people coming together across racial lines to seize this moment and stretch democracy to serve all of us. Join longtime equity advocate Angela Glover Blackwell for Reimagining Democracy for a Good Life, a podcast that asks, how do we build a radically inclusive, thriving, multiracial democracy? And looks at what one city, Los Angeles, is doing to try to make it a reality. Reimagining Democracy for a Good Life is available now wherever you get your podcasts. White terrorists had incinerated the young teacher's school, and she'd been powerless to stop them. Physically, she was unwell. Yet she vowed to seek revenge for her school, her students, and her work. How on earth did this sickly woman fight back? This is 2 Minute Black History, what you didn't learn in school. Elizabeth Evelyn Wright was determined to teach, but she had a few challenges. She'd fallen ill during her senior year of college, and even when she finally did finish, she still had problems completing her work. But that was just the beginning. As a young teacher in the rural South, she was constantly at odds with white terrorists who did not want to see the local Black community receive any kind of education. They constantly harassed her, but she had something way more powerful than her challenges in her corner. Wright did not know the meaning of the word quit. Her school was burned to the ground 8 times, and each time she walked over 20 miles to raise funds to rebuild it. That's not even the best part of her story. When she built back her school the 9th time, it flourished. Before too long, she'd purchased 280 acres of land and kept growing her vision. Voorhees College, as her institution was named, was nothing short of a miracle, and it still exists today. Wright's body may have been weak, but her resolve was indestructible. A white supremacist environment is never going to be supportive of our fight for liberation. We must continue our work, even through setbacks and white violence, and keep our eyes on our goal. In order to move towards the future, you've got to look to the past. This has been 2 Minute Black History, a podcast by Push Black. If you enjoyed this episode and want to show your support, please rate and subscribe to our podcast. Together, let's celebrate and honor the legacy of Black history.